are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, my goodness, we're going to talk about the Giants 23-5. Yes, you heard that right, 23-5 win over the Colorado Rockies yesterday in Denver. It put the Giants back ahead of the Rockies in the playoff push. The Giants now have a half-game lead over the Rockies for the eighth and final playoff spot. And so if the season ended today, the Giants would play the Dodgers in a best-of-three first round of the postseason. Giants have a chance today with a day game to push to a game and a half ahead of the Rockies. And they would be at least a game ahead of the Brewers if the Brewers win today. So, needless to say, this is a big game. Like, all of a sudden, the Giants find themselves in a real playoff push here with just 23 games remaining. So we'll talk all about the historic night for the Giants. Alex Dickerson hit 3 home runs. Just a record-breaking night, and it's all coming up on today's show. But before we get into it, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. They've got tons of delicious flavors on their website, builtbar.com, where you can use promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off your next order, even if you've bought them before with this promo code. But what I love about Built Bar is that they're completely delicious, completely healthy, and also amazingly high in everything you would want them to be high in, like protein. And I'm not exaggerating. The peanut butter bar, for example, has 19 grams of protein, only 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. It's just unheard of for a protein bar like this to be that delicious, that low in sugar, and that high in protein. And Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at builtbar.com. All right, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for SB Nation's Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So I don't really know what to say at this point. The Giants won this game 23-5. Alex Dickerson had 5 extra base hits, 3 home runs. He missed hitting his 4th home run by a matter of feet. It hit the wall. But nonetheless, it wasn't meant to be. It was still a historic night for Dickerson and the Giants. They also came really close to scoring in every inning. They scored in every inning but the 9th, when the Rockies had a position player on the mound, so go figure with that one. Brandon Belt went 3-for-3 with a walk. Donovan Solano went 4-for-6. Brandon Crawford went 3-for-6, hit a 3-run homer. Joey Bart went 3-for-5. Mauricio Dubon went 2-for-5. Dubon and Yastrzemski made 2 amazing catches in the outfield. So, man, there are just so many storylines to take out of this game. I'm just going to quickly read a quote from Brandon Crawford, who was asked, like, what the heck is going on? Because this Giants offense, it's not just this one game. That's kind of the point, is that they have been hitting all season long and just dramatically better than they were last year when they really struggled for much of the season on offense. And Crawford said, quote, "We've been hitting well, really, all year. I think it says a lot about the guys that we have on this roster, but the hitting coaches that have come in here have been great. I think they've helped out a lot, whether it's mechanical or good advanced scouting reports on these pitchers that we're facing, and kind of a good approach to go with each pitcher that we've faced. So I think it has a lot to do with them helping us out this year." So straight from the horse's mouth, Brandon Crawford is crediting the hitting coaches with what the Giants have been able to do this year. That's another thing we talked about a lot on this show before the season, that these hitting coaches could have an underrated huge impact on this Giants offense, and that's exactly what's materialized. I can't say I knew for sure that it was going to happen, but it definitely seems to be happening. The Giants are just firing on all cylinders offensively. They've got guys like Brandon Belt, Evan Longoria, and Brandon Crawford all having really nice offensive seasons. By weighted runs created plus, which is just overall offense, even counting park effects and setting league average to 100. Anything above or below 100 is that percent above or below average. Brandon Crawford is at 119. In his career, he's definitely been a below average offensive player. Evan Longoria, 123. In his last couple years with the Giants, he's been a below average offensive player. Brandon Belt, 182. Last year, he was roughly average, again, which was a 100-ish weighted runs created plus. So you don't need me to tell you these numbers to know that these guys are hitting. But suffice it to say, Crawford has been well above average. Longoria has been well above average. Belt has been well above average. And that doesn't even begin to talk about Yastrzemski, Slater, Solano, Flores, and Dickerson, who all have also been well above average. So there were a lot of naysayers, but they're not saying very much right now. This hitting staff has made an impact on this Giants team. Do I expect them to hit quite like this? Are they going to go out and score 23 runs again tonight? No, probably not. But what it is encouraging, because it's not the tiniest of samples now. We're looking at about 40 games here where this Giants team has just been one of the better offensive teams in the game. I believe they lead the major leagues in hits, and they're third in runs behind the Padres and Dodgers. As a team, their weighted runs created plus is 111, meaning they've been 11% above average. And that is the eighth best number in all of baseball among 30 teams. By wins above replacement, their position players are fifth in all of baseball behind the Padres, White Sox, Dodgers, and Rays. So those are all really good teams. And then there are the Giants right there in that mix. Right behind the Giants are the Cubs and A's. So yeah, this is a list you want to be on, and there the Giants are right smack in the middle of it. Starting pitching has been fine. Bullpen overall has hurt them, although the bullpen has been really good ever since Trevor Gott blew those three games against the A's and Angels. So it's important to stay a little bit grounded. A team is never as good as it looks when it's at its best, and never as bad as they are when they're at their worst, so they're somewhere in between. This is a Giants team that has seen the range. You know, we've seen the highest of highs and the lowest of lows from this team in 2020. But I think overall, on the whole, you're looking at a team that seems to be probably at least a 500 team right now. And that's a huge improvement from where they've been in the recent past, in the last few years. So I keep saying this, but like going back after the first month or two last year, they've been a 500 team over like 150 game sample now, which is almost a full season's worth of games. And then on this season, they're just one game under 500, and they brought their run differential to just minus one. So all indications are this is a 500 team right now. And that is a big deal, because that's huge progress for them. And this year, 500 probably means the playoffs. So according to FanGraphs, the Giants now have over a 50% chance of making the playoffs. It's like 52.5%. So more likely than not, according to FanGraphs, the Giants will play October baseball. And as I said, I think earlier, as it is right now, they would be playing the Dodgers in the first round. So that would be something. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the details of this game. I want to talk about Alex Dickerson, the history, and then preview this upcoming game today. Huge game for the Giants against the Rockies. Chance to really gain some separation now for the first time in this playoff chase. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Can the Guinness Book of World Records give 2020 world's greatest delay of game? Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, just going to continue rolling off awesome information from the Giants' 23-5 win over the Rockies last night. I guess we should talk about the starting pitching a little bit. Kevin Gausman started for the Giants. He went 5 innings, allowed 2 runs, but both of them were solo homers. So Gausman's trend of giving up homers just continues here. And so that's kind of a storyline for me. We're seeing a lot of people talking about how the Giants like need to focus on Kevin Gausman, extend Kevin Gausman. He's going to be a huge part of the future. I don't know that I see it that way. I think I could see them being interested in a multi-year deal, probably around 3 years or 2 years, like people have suggested. But this idea that they like must re-sign him and that he's vital to the future, I don't totally buy that. He has had an up and down career. He has pitched well for the Giants this season, although the ERA just hasn't quite matched what he's been able to do with the peripherals, with the strikeouts and the walks being so great. And so I think maybe we're heading towards another possible Kevin Pillar type situation where Giants fans didn't like the signing at the time. I remember Kevin Gausman was brought in. There was a lot of, I mean, it wasn't like people rejoiced. There was criticizing the move, and now they love him. And if the Giants don't bring him back, it's going to be a huge outcry again. So I just hope we're not heading for another situation like that. I would hope that the continued like strong performance by players that the Giants bring in will eventually convince fans to trust that they know what they're doing. And when they don't bring people back, it's for a good reason. And they're going to be able to bring other people in who are going to do a good job, and that person is, for whatever reason, a better fit. So I just want to throw a little bit of cold water on the idea that Kevin Gausman is like an ace. I think he's got really good strikeout to walk numbers. There's just no doubt about that. But he does have a bit of a home run issue, and home runs are really kind of important when we're projecting success of a pitcher moving into the future. I guess my big fear is that we're going to have another Kevin Pillar situation. And Pillar, by the way, is on the Rockies now. It was nice to see him back in the National League. He was just traded to the Rockies. So anyway, just wanting to spread that a little bit, that no, Kevin Gausman is not suddenly an ace and deserves to be extended no matter the cost. So just running through some more of the history of this game, I'm not someone who talks about RBI a lot, but Giants had three players with six runs batted in, and that's the first time that's ever happened in the history of the game since RBI became an official stat in 1920. This also tied the record for the Giants. 23 runs, 27 hits was the most they've had in San Francisco Giants history, tied for the most. Both the same as in 1990 against the Braves, 23 runs, 27 hits. Believe it would have been the first time since 1999 any team had scored in all nine innings. But the Giants were shut out by a position player, Drew Butera. Alex Dickerson hit a leadoff double that would have been his fourth home run if it was just a little bit further. But they didn't score him against the pitcher, so go figure. Joey Bart, he had a nice game. I mean, he's still chasing a lot. He's swinging and missing and swinging at pitches out of the zone just a lot. So it's not, I mean, he's a young player. This is kind of what it looks like sometimes when they're developing at the major league level. But again, the crowd, the angry pitchfork crowd saying Joey Bart was ready. How about Derek Rodriguez saying, oh, he's a major leaguer. He's the real deal. He needs to be playing. You know, adding fuel to the fire with the angry pitchfork fans. Joey Bart, I'm happy that he's here and that he's progressing through this. But, I mean, we are clearly seeing that he's not a perfect player right now and he's got stuff to work on. So yesterday was a good game. He was chasing a lot, but he still did have three hits. And they were hit hard. And they were all singles, but they were hit hard. So coming up today, the Giants have a chance to gain some separation and really start to hold on to a playoff spot here. They have just 23 games left. Day game today, they're facing the lefty Kyle Freeland. And Alex Dickerson is in the lineup. He's in the lineup for the first time against a left-handed pitcher this season. Maybe in his entire Giants career. Lineup will go Solano, Yastrzemski, Longoria, Flores, Ruff, Dickerson, Bart, Daniel Robertson starting at shortstop, and then Mauricio Dubon in center. I've been really impressed with Mauricio Dubon in center. And honestly, watching Kevin Pillar in center for the Rockies, he's not moving as well as he did in his prime, certainly. So, you know, watch Kevin Pillar moving in center and then watch Mauricio Dubon. You know, young legs, it really does make a big difference. Speed is something that peaks really early in players' careers. So I've been really impressed with the way Dubon moves out there and excited to see him more in center field. Logan Webb will be on the mound for the Giants. And again, Kyle Freeland, probably the Rockies, definitely the Rockies' best pitcher on the mound today. He's the guy that had like a shutout going into the late innings, and then Dubon hit a big three-run homer against him and celebrated, and the Rockies didn't like it. So we'll see if there's any retaliation. I really hope not, but I would not be shocked if they throw at Mauricio Dubon today. So that's definitely something to watch out for. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you enjoy the show, please consider giving it a thumbs up, giving it 5 stars. Whatever you can do is so much appreciated. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.